Your party is not answering. Please try your call later. We're sorry, but your call will now be terminated.
There's nobody answering the phone at Craig Cable TV. The Prince of Wales Island company has apparently shut down in response to owing about $60,000 in back sales taxes and rent payments to the city of Craig. Craig City Manager John Bowling says the city filed a civil lawsuit last year against Craig Cable TV and its owner Donald Nat Kong Sr. of Heidelberg in Alaska Superior Court. While the official ruling from Judge David George is not yet filed, Bowling says the case recently went in the city's favor. Bowling, who declined to be recorded for this report, says the city is pursuing what's owed by the company. According to the complaint filed in court by the City of Craig, that includes payments for property that Craig Cable TV leased from the city for its operations. The monthly rent for that property, including tax, was $476. Payment has not been made since March of 2013, and the back rent plus interest was nearly $12,000 when the lawsuit was filed in March of 2015. The complaint also details how much taxable income the business has had over the past several years and the amount of sales tax that should have been collected and paid as a result. Each quarter, which is about 3 months, businesses must file sales tax returns along with the payment owed. Craig Cable TV's taxable income is at least $30,000 each quarter. Starting in the fourth quarter of 2011, Nat Kong started having trouble paying the sales tax collected from customers. According to the complaint, some partial payments of sales taxes were made, but Bowling says at a certain point, even those stopped. Around that same time, Craig Cable TV stopped filing any sales tax returns at all. That means city officials used previous returns to estimate the taxable income for each quarter since that time. Each late or missing payment also led to penalties and interest, adding even more to the total owed by the company. There was no answer at the two Heidelberg phone numbers listed for Donald Nat Kong Sr., and nobody returned a message left by KRBD on the voicemail for one of those numbers. Nat Kong's attorney, Michael Nash of Wrangell, says that it was with great sadness that the Nat Kong family decided to close the cable business.
They were simply unable to continue to pay the sales tax and the lease on the property where they have their receivers and electronics. The city of Craig brought suit against them, and they failed to respond to the suit in a timely manner. As a consequence, the court found that they were in default. The result is that they had to shut down, and they will have to remove their equipment.
Nash says while there is still some dispute over a few of the numbers claimed in the lawsuit, the family intends to pay back the city of Craig. Bowling says Craig Cable TV was the only cable company for the city, although there is satellite TV service available. He wasn't sure how many customers are affected by the closure. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.